Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon full of shit.
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
From my New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You got jokes, right? I got some jokes for you, okay? Bruce Jenner is now a woman. That's not the joke. Bruce Jenner is now a woman. He told us as much in Vanity Fair this week. But since everybody seems to be a comedian on this subject, I have a few jokes for you. I'm sure you might be offended by some of them. I don't know. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Once you go black, you never go back to having equal rights. I'm not racist. Racism is a crime. And a crime is for black people. I searched women's rights in Google the other day. No results were found. Al Sharpton was in Sears. He was there to protest the fact that most of the washing machines were white. What's black and doesn't work? A lot of America. Those are hilarious, right? No, they're not. And what do they have to do with Bruce Jenner? Everything. Everything, because I expect to hear 20-something frat boys making the kind of jokes that I've heard about Jenner. Their brains aren't even fully developed yet. But it's particularly hard to take from grown people who should know better. It's even harder to take from women or gays or people of color or anyone who is part of an historically discriminated against class. Even the late night comedians have made a transition of sorts when it comes to this issue. Samantha Allen, who wrote about it for The Daily Beast, wrote about Jenner's interview with Diane Sawyer. The piece is titled How to Tell a Bruce Jenner Joke. Late Night's Subtle Transition. Instead of making a crass joke about Jenner's genitalia that belongs in 2005, Allen writes that late night hosts are presenting more thoughtful and nuanced jokes like this one from Conan O'Brien.
In last week's interview, Bruce Jenner said he is a woman who is transitioning his body from male to female, and he's also a conservative Republican. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Bruce said he looks forward to bashing Obamacare as soon as he finishes using it.
All right. So for the record, I'm not talking about comedians here. I want comedians to have the freedom to explore. All bets are off. You want to be offensive as a comedian? That's your right. That's how comedians learn. And that's how we learn what's funny and what's not. But when it comes to everyday people like my coworkers or the guy or gal next to me at the bar, lay off the Jenner one-liners. In the magazine article featuring Jenner for the first time as a woman, Jenner says, call me Caitlyn. Can't we just start doing that and leave the jokes to the professionals? They're not funny.
They're not?
Okay. No, they're not. Mm. They're not. The comedians leave it. But when you're in a professional situation, I don't want to hear people making black jokes. I don't want to hear people making gay jokes. I don't want to hear people making
jokes. That's what a joke does. You tell it to a person
to a comedian,
you think that's comfortable in it. No, not necessarily a comedian.
No.
If you hear a good joke, you spread the joke. And you take a chance of whether or not the person you're telling it to might like it or might
not. I don't want to hear my coworkers make offensive jokes.
Don't tell Don any jokes.
Okay. Don't tell Don.
I don't think he's talking to you, the comedian.
Yeah, no, he's not. Whoever he's talking to, good luck to you, Don.
I'm surprised y'all didn't make one after the commentary.
These jokes come from the comedy gods and not just for comedians.
Hold on. The jokes are coming, Don. Hold on.